In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Greg Bloom with me today as well. One of my great sponsors from Barber's Foods, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Tom Woods joining us now. And he's actually got his own talk show, and you can find him at tomwoods.com. I played a little bit of what Tom did in a speech here recently and wanted to bring him on air. And Tom, thank you for joining us. I do appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
All right. So you are... I can't say this probably enough, but you can do in about 5 minutes with COVID what I've not heard anybody else do when you talk about COVID, the COVID cult, what's going on in the country. So I really, again, I want to bring you on and talk about it directly because I've never heard anybody, you know, outside of us here really talk about it the way you do.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And it is a cult. Yeah, let's face it. It really is. And unfortunately, Tom, we've got many leaders across the country, and I said this yesterday, I'm going to quit calling on that. They're not leaders. They're elected officials. They're not leaders. They're elected officials. They work for us, but they're all over the place from city, county, state, feds, and for some odd reason, they've all bought into the COVID cult.
Yeah, and what's frustrating, of course, is that we've got the data, the charts, the evidence overwhelming on our side, and none of it seems to be able to crack through. So just take one example, not even the most important example, but for example, masks are being urged upon us. Joe Biden says for 100 days, you're going to wear masks. Now, people have already been wearing masks for over 100 days.
Right.
In some of the major cities, mask compliance is at 95% plus. We were told by the CDC director, well, if you just wear masks for 4 to 6 weeks, this should push the thing down. We've been doing that for way longer than that. There are countries all over the world that have been doing it for longer than that. What would the charts have to look like? Where, because I can show you charts. Here's where the mask mandate went into effect. I bet most people think the cases go way up, then there's a mask mandate, and they come back down.
They don't.
That is not what the charts look like.
No, in fact, here in Colorado, Tom, I don't know if you know this, but we are at about 80 to 85% of people wearing masks, complying, doing the things they need to do here in Colorado. And we've been this way for a very long time now, and yet we've had the same surges that every other state's had.
Right. So my question is, what would the graphs have to look like for them to say, maybe this stuff doesn't really work the way we thought? Or I'm actually talking to you right now from Florida, where a lot of people are envious of me because I live in Florida, because we have semi-normal life.
Yes, we
There's
are.
There's a lot of mask wearing. Yeah, and I mean, look, I've gone to a play. I just bought concert tickets. I mean, life is borderline normal down here.
Wow.
And yet, if you look at the states where Dr. Fauci has said they're doing it right, if you look at California, where he just approved their ridiculous lockdown there, and New York, hospitalizations per million, New York and California are above Florida right now. In Florida, normal life has basically resumed. People are just going about their life. If the virus were as they describe it in the cartoon version, I should be driving by piles of corpses every day.
Right.
I'm not.
Right. No, well said. And real quick, by the way, I want to give credit where credit's due. Greg Bloom was with me, one of my great sponsors. Actually, Tom is a big fan and a listener of yours and watched your podcast and so on and introduced me to you and the videos and so on. So it's because of Greg sitting here today that you're even with us. So I appreciate Greg doing that.
Hey, Tom.
Greg, you are a model for all mankind, sir. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. No, my sister sent me a text message with the link to the YouTube video you did on the COVID cult, which I don't think is there anymore. I think it got taken down, but I was going to ask
the
you.
The only video, yeah.
Go ahead.
The only video in probably 20 years of making videos, the only one that's ever been taken down. I was told I violated their terms of service. YouTube reached out to me, actually. They wrote to me. This is more courtesy than you normally get. You become an unperson, and that's the end of it.
Right.
They actually wrote to me, and they said, well, you needed to say in the video that your point of view was out of the mainstream, and that, you know, the CDC thinks locking you in your house is a good idea. And I said, you know, I think there's a pretty robust debate right now about whether locking people in their houses on net, when you consider all the collateral damage done from lockdowns, which is staggering and catastrophic. And so I said, are there any videos that have been taken down because they promoted excess hysteria and panic, because they exaggerated the number of deaths that would happen, or because they ignored all the collateral damage? Anything been taken down because people said it would be dangerous to send kids back to school, when we now know that that's absolutely false? We knew that as far back as April. Has anybody had a video taken down for saying, for example, remember there was a doctor early on who went on YouTube and said ventilators are actually doing more harm than good in some cases.
Right.
It's a good thing YouTube didn't take him down. That was against the consensus. That guy was telling the truth. So I actually said to the guy from YouTube, would you guys have taken Copernicus down? I'm just wondering. Or would you have put a little disclaimer? You know, Ptolemy says that the Earth is at the center of the universe, and here's how you can go check that out. I said, how would Copernicus have survived with YouTube?
Well, and that leads into a whole other discussion when it comes to these particular platforms really not being platforms, but being editorial services, and they ought to come under different regulations than they currently do. That's probably a show, Tom, for another day or another speech or whatever. We all really know what they're doing, which is censoring, and basically they are an editorial, they're editorial outlets. They are no longer just publishing platforms.
Well, the fact that I guess what bothered me about having a video taken down, even though a lot of people said this gives you street cred, look at you. I mean, they're coming after you. That shows you're doing the right thing. I get that. I get that. But I couldn't quite put my finger on why that bothered me so much. And I think the answer is that I'm very careful and meticulous in the work I do and the books I've written and the details I provide and the citations. And I'm being treated like, you know, I'm some wacko lunatic, you know, who just makes stuff up and says we're like David Icke says, we're governed by lizard people. But you know what? The more I think about it, if we were governed by lizard people, it sure would explain a lot.
Yeah, well said. No, you're exactly right.
Tom, have you seen any change over the last few weeks, maybe since the election? But are there any leaders of free states anywhere looking at this data, that some of that you're putting out, some that others are putting out, to see that they're being more objective about it?
Right now it seems to be more more panic, and also it seems like, well, I'm pretty sure it's the governor of Nevada who used the term a bridge to the vaccine. He's saying that we should be happy to engage in one more, even if it's difficult, lockdown, because we're so close. It's a bridge to the vaccine. So I think that's the way they're looking at it. I listened to Joe Biden talk about this, and what Joe Biden says he would do does not sound to me all that different from what Trump was doing. In fact, Trump said that to him in the debate.
Right.
Pence said to Harris, sounds pretty much like our plan, except he's going to recommend that everybody wear masks for 100 days. And so because of what seems like the seasonality of the virus, well, in 100 days, if not much sooner, it'll naturally come down anyway. And every part of the country that's seen a spike, it's the same pattern. It's 6 to 8 weeks, it plateaus, it comes down.
And we're already seeing that in Colorado. I'm looking at our graphs in Colorado right now, Tom, and yeah, that's exactly right. It's no different here. We're doing the exact same thing.
So I had an expert on my show, Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford University. He's an MD and a PhD. And I said to him, how is it possible that Florida, where life is mostly normal, has fewer hospitalizations per million than California, where you can't do it? You can barely take a walk in Los Angeles.
Right.
And his answer was, you know what? The reason is none of those policies matter, not one. The one single factor determining how well a state is doing is how well you're sheltering the elderly.
That's right, how well you protect those that are vulnerable. That's right.
Yeah, nothing else matters.
And yet the majority of states, even here in Colorado, Tom, our death rate among nursing homes and so on is going up. It's skyrocketing because we are not doing exactly what you just said.
Right. We're thinking that if we just blanket lock everybody down, then by default we'll be protecting the vulnerable.
But that's lunacy.
Not, yeah. Protecting the vulnerable means protecting the vulnerable. And by the way, Florida, you know, we all know it's a state for retirees.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the fifth oldest population in the country. California has the 44th oldest population in the country. So we should be getting crushed And right now, as I say, our hospitalization numbers look better than theirs. So these sacrifices they're asking people to make are by and large for nothing.
Wow.
But nobody wants to admit that. In fact, Dr. Bhattacharya said, I know a lot of people in so-called public health who have now engaged in the worst policy catastrophe in 100 years, if not of all time. They're not going to admit, oops, sorry, we starved, because now we hear from the UN that maybe 130 million people are at risk of starvation. Mm-hmm. Sorry, oops, we almost starved 130 million people. They're not going to say, they're going to need some fig leaf. They're going to need to say 100 days of masks did it, or this or that thing. They need some fig leaf to get out of the corner they've painted themselves into.
Which I don't think is going to happen, by the way.
Well, it'd be interesting. Maybe we can have a gentleman's bet. I feel like Biden is likely to do a few token things and then declare victory, and the media will hand him the victory. And they'll say, you see, finally, the scientists were allowed to say what they wanted to say. When the people he's got himself surrounded with are generally quacks or people who have wildly exaggerated the problem or whatever.
Okay, let's do this. Do you want to? I want to honor your time, Tom. I don't know how much time you have. Can you stay one more segment, or do you got to go?
No, sure, I can stay.
All right, let's do that. We'll stay one more segment. Tom Woods with us again. TomWoods.com is where you can find him. Let's do this, though. Mighty Hand Construction is coming up next. They are in northern Colorado, and they are the place to go if you want to do any kind of expansion on your home, whether you're looking to do a remodel, basement refinish, you name it, that's the place to go. Great guys, by the way. You never have to worry about them being inside of your home. They're the most honest, integrity-driven individuals you'll ever meet, and I mean that sincerely. Why? Because they're great friends of mine. Mighty Hand Construction, 970-844-919. Or find him at klzradio.com.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates, and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers, my great friend, and he's the one that does all of my mortgage stuff as well. He would love to help you if you've got some remodel projects you want to do and you want to refi to make that happen. He can do that for you. Or if you want to add, you know, something to the portfolio, a rental property, or you're just looking to move, or just a refi, Kurt is your guy. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Greg Bloom, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, Tom Woods joining us now as well, who you can find, by the way, at TomWoods.com. And real quick, Tom, give yourself a plug. What all can folks find at the website?
Well, it's the home of the Tom Woods Show, which I release 5 days a week. And also, while you're there, I have a couple of free ebooks. One of them is AOC is Wrong, and the other one, over at wrongaboutlockdown.com, is I wrote a little ebook for free that's called Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About the Lockdown. So I was so happy. One thing I'm good at is buying domain names that are really good. So I found wrongaboutlockdown.com was available, AOCIsWrong.com was available. Best 10 smackers I ever spent, my friend.
Nice. Good job. Good job. Okay, so let's go back to, you know, really a bet on will Biden be able to take any credit for what's actually happening? And, of course, you know, that's considered, you know, that is us sort of in a way saying and admitting that he will be the next president versus Donald Trump, which, by the way, I think it's a long shot for Trump to be president. I think there's a lot going on right now. I'm not saying I'm giving up hope, but let's face it, Tom, it's a long row to hoe right now for Donald Trump if, in fact, he retains the presidency at this point in time. So I think you're probably correct in saying that Biden will be president and will some way somehow take credit. Now, I will take that bet because what I'm thinking is that COVID is going to go ahead and just start diminishing all by itself, regardless of what we've done with lockdowns, mask wearing, and so on, because that's just the nature of what it's going to do.
Yeah. Oh, agreed. And that's the pattern that it seems to follow everywhere. And not to mention, you know, viruses over time do weaken. That's also their nature. Pandemics do eventually wane. That has happened, of course, every single time in the past. Or eventually you learn how to cope with it, or there are therapies of various kinds, or maybe a vaccine. So one way or another, you have to learn to live with. You cannot engage in the lockdown policy forever. I mean, you could, but the results have been so bad worldwide. It's staggering to me. Like, because there are people who say you're selfish because you won't stay home and mm-hmm. this and that.
Right.
They want to moralize.
That. Yeah, no, I've been criticized of the same thing. I get it.
Yeah, you're a bad person. But they're never required to answer for all the deaths caused by their policy. Now, even the New York Times, which is not a source I generally like to go to, but even they admitted that over the next several years, we will have more than 2 million more deaths than we would have had otherwise from tuberculosis, and HIV, and malaria because of the supply chain disruptions caused by the lockdowns. That's just one out of many, many factors at work here in terms of more deaths caused by the response than by the virus. They never have to answer for that. You're selfish and wicked because you want to live your life and not have your life savings depleted and your kid commits suicide from desperation. That makes you selfish. You just want to go out and get a haircut. Remember that in April? Georgia opened up and they said,
yes.
You just want to go out and get a haircut. People are seeing everything they've built in their lives taken from them, everything they poured their heart and soul into. And all these people can think to say is, oh, you must just want to go out and get a haircut. These people are incapable of empathy.
Hey, Tom, I downloaded your free ebook. It's great. And I also get your emails that you send out. And on December 1st, you sent out an email that talked about one of the most important talks you've ever given was to 100 state legislatures. I want to ask you, you know, how did they receive that? And did you get any feedback from them about did they hear that message and take it to heart?
Well, I was speaking to a room of 100 state legislators from around the country, not any one state, but all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
These were people who, some of whom had just been elected, others had been around a while. They were generally people who wanted to do something to push back against what was happening in their states. And I was urging them to do that and to say that even if you're the only legislator in your whole state who thinks these measures have been over the top, remember that you are the voice of the voiceless. Because right now, everybody who's panicking and irrational, they have all the voices in the world. They have the political class, they have the entertainment world, they have the media. But those people who, you know, they lost a family member because they didn't get the procedure they were supposed to get, or their kid is dying from social isolation, or their business has been destroyed, or their life savings have been decimated. They've got no one to speak for them, because if you dare to speak up about how your life has been ruined, well, that means you want to kill your grandmother. These people haven't got anybody to speak for them. If you stand up, you will be almost as well known as your governor if you're that one voice who just won't stop.
Yep.
And that is what we need right now. If you want to just be some legislator everybody forgets about, go ahead and repeat what Dr. Fauci says. Like a lemming. But there are people who need you out there. And if you want to actually do something and play a role in history, this is it.
All right. I just got a text message that came in, too, that says, ask Tom about the study from Johns Hopkins done by one of their statisticians that they actually pulled almost immediately. It was good information about the death rates.
Yes, about excess deaths and so on and so forth. Now, I don't want to comment on it only because I haven't looked at it myself, and there's way too much of this going on right now where people comment on studies they haven't read. So I haven't read that. I know they took that down, and I've seen good people on both sides of the debate, people I trust, say the original paper was right on, and I've seen people I trust just as much say the original paper was really flawed. So I don't know where to come down on it.
Okay. And by the way, Tom, I'm like you. I have really not taken time to sit down, study that, know exactly what it says. Sometimes there's reasons why, you know, the original publisher of something pulls it down. Maybe it was flawed. I don't know. I, like you, I have not had the time to really go through and read that. I do actually have a copy of it. Somebody sent me that before it actually was pulled. So I have a copy of it. I just haven't had a chance to go through it yet.
Well, but one thing, if I could just say one quick thing that is somewhat related to that, when we look at the example of Sweden, it looks like they're like, Sweden was the country we're all supposed to hate now. We're supposed to love Sweden all the way up till 2020. Because of their social democracy, and why can't we be more like them, and this and that. And now we're supposed to hate them because they're backward and stupid and they didn't ruin people's lives enough and all that. But when you look at the numbers for Sweden, they're on track to have they're right on track in terms of number of deaths with all previous years. And in fact, September, this past September of 2020, was the least lethal month, least lethal September that Sweden has had in its entire history since they've been recording these numbers, in the middle of the worst pandemic. Something's fishy about it. Can we just say something's odd about this?
Yeah, well said. Also, the other thing that I feel odd is right now what's being really pushed and pumped out in the press is this Thanksgiving bump across the country. Yet here in Colorado, in fact, this was just tweeted out by one of our local news people that, by the way, is very much on the left-hand side, that says, headline, still no sign of any Thanksgiving bump. This is for Colorado, by the way. Numbers across the board going down except for deaths. There was a little bit of a jump there, but hospitalizations actually are down about 300 this week from last week, which means, Tom, that in Colorado, we're not seeing any kind of a Thanksgiving bump, despite what the national news media will tell you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the numbers are, in terms of weekly changes in COVID hospitalizations around the country. Week of November 10th, up 24%. November 17th, up 14%. November 24th, up 12%. And now that we're at 13 days since Thanksgiving and 14 to 17 days since Thanksgiving travel, the most recent week, up 6%. So the lowest increase we've had.
So we're not having any Thanksgiving bump, despite what the national media will tell you.
Exactly. So they're just going to go on to the next thing, because every time something that I live in Florida, the president had a big rally in Sanford at the beginning of October. We were told, oh, that'll be a super spreader and everyone's going to be dead. The death numbers continued to plummet in Florida after that. So they just ignored that. No apology. Maybe the virus operates differently than we thought. Nothing. No self-examination. They just move on.
Well, it tells you how well the national media does this. We have a financial guy that we have on a weekly basis, not going to give any names out, but he was on yesterday, and he was talking about how Sturgis, remember that jump that Sturgis had in the number of cases because of the spreader event they had? And I'm like, whoa, time out. Are you just listening to the national news media? Because the reality is there was no bump from Sturgis. There was no super spreader. That thing was debunked over and over again, but yet that made national news. So this particular individual, even though he's a really smart individual, Tom, still thinks that Sturgis had some sort of a super spreader case coming from it.
And almost the only thing you need to know about that is, when that paper, which was not a contact tracing study, it was just a model, where the model is based on how they want it to come out. But it was in Slate where we saw an article saying, look, this is obviously nonsense.
Right.
It did not lead to the – and Slate is not known for sticking up for pro-Trump.
No, Slate's pretty far left, Tom.
Yeah. So when Slate says you're full of it, that probably means you're full of it.
I think Kamala is actually the editor of Slate, is she not, Tom? I mean, that's about how far left it is.
Yeah, it's a scourge on mankind, and yet even they have to say, "Come on, we all know we kind of want it to be true, but it ain't."
Unreal, Tom. I want to respect your time. It's been a joy having you. By the way, you're welcome anytime. I'd love to have you back. It's a great conversation, and again, not just on COVID, but many other topics as well. But somehow, some way, we got to get this thing put to bed, move on, and get our economy back on track. Or the repercussions from not doing that is going to far exceed whatever COVID did.
Well, thank you, John. The pleasure was mine.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much. Have a great evening. And TomWoods.com is where you find Tom. And Greg, thank you for hooking us up with Tom in the first place. And by the way, just a side note, so Greg had me watch some stuff from Tom, and I played a little bit of it on air one day, and I'm like, man, we should get this guy on air. So, I reached out, actually got a response back, took a couple of weeks, got it all handled. So, Thank you.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great tools. People really should go to his website, sign up, get his email updates.
Very smart guy. Again, Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. No matter whether you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they would love to help you out. They got a lot full of both. Talk to Bob out there on the used car side and Randy on the new car side. 303-659-8311 or find him at purifychevrolet.com.
My first name is Steve, and I began going to Purefoy in 1993. And even though I live 45 minutes away, I've never gone to another dealership. And I bought 5 cars from them over the years, all Corvettes. My overall impression has always been the same, and that is that they're a small-town dealership. They're a dealership in a small town, but they're really as professional and courteous and as concerned with their customer satisfaction as any dealership or any business I've ever been to before. Just about everybody that you run into there just makes you feel like family. And why would you not want to deal with somebody like that? We've all been to places where you walk in the door and you realize that whoever it is you're talking to really doesn't care. You're just somebody they want to get out before 5 o'clock so they can go home. And in this day and age of technology and, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on that says you've got to get people out the door to make money, that's just a breath of fresh, it's a hurricane of fresh air to go up and deal with Raleigh and his staff. They're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Janet Kitchens, folks, is next. And again, if you want to make that kitchen the place where it's not only the gathering place, but it functions, it works, it does everything, and adds value to your home, Enchanted Kitchens can do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com, or again, the number is 303-376-7588.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Greg Bloom, Barber's Foods with us, and Jeff from Weld County. Jeff, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, John, I had a couple of questions for Greg. He made a few comments there before you guys had Tom on.
Sure. No, go ahead.
The one that I had was he just made a comment about aging that prime rib in the vacuum pack. What exactly is he talking about there?
Great question. No, I know we were going to get back to that, so perfect timing. Go ahead.
Sure. Jeff, so I was talking about while the roast is still fresh, once you've frozen it, this no longer works, but a restaurant chef's going to buy this prime rib roast in a vacuum-sealed bag, and as long as that vacuum bag is intact, meaning there's no holes in it, no puncture, no air getting in, they're going to keep that in their cooler for 30 to 40 days before they cook it. And so you can easily do that. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That was my question, is that because you sell, all of yours are frozen, right?
They are frozen, but they are aged for 30 days before we freeze them.
So they're already done.
Okay, that was my second question, Greg.
Yep. All of our steaks, too. All of the frozen steaks we sell are aged for 30 days and then frozen. And by the way, that only works if it's boneless. If the bone is in the roast, then you want to age it for less time, maybe 21 days. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. I do like the bones in my prime rib.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great question. I get asked all the time, why can't I eat a restaurant quality blankety blank at home? It's because you're not aging it like a chef is doing. Right.
Right. And you said that you're selling the prime rib roast individually right now, right?
That's right. They'll be on my website on Thursday, so that's tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll be up. Yeah, you can buy just a single roast. Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Okay. I'll buy a couple of them and give you a shot. Greg.
Okay, great. Thanks,
Jeff. Good stuff, Jeff. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so we got another call coming in as well, but real quick, other types of meat, in case somebody out there listening doesn't have the budget to do a full prime rib, what's another type of meat they could be using in place of that?
Yeah, this time of year, New York strip roasts, strip loins, they're called. The New York strip steak is cut from the strip loin. Those are at the cheapest price of the whole year. If you look at the graph of the meat chart of when New York strips bottom out, it's this time of year.
Why is that?
And, well, because strips are traditionally thought of as grueling in the summer. But the funny thing is, John, that most people don't realize it's the same muscle in the animal. So the front end of the animal has the prime rib or the lip-on ribeye, and then after the 13th rib, it turns into the strip loin, but it's the longissimus dorsi, which is the longest muscle in the animal. So you can, for $2 or $3 a pound less, get a great strip loin roast, and also sirloin roasts are great. And off the sirloin are tri-tips. That's a small roast, mm-hmm. but they're great. We sell those at Barber's. We sell Wagyu roasts.
By the way, the tri-tip Wagyus are delicious.
Yeah, they're addictive.
They're awesome.
But you could get a sirloin cap or a sirloin roast, top sirloin roast. And again, one of the keys is age it. Don't serve. We call it green. If you're serving one that's a week from when it was processed. In the
For everybody listening, let's say that whether they buy that from you or they buy that from their local supermarket, Costco, whatever, and there's a date stamped on it that says, you know, sell by such and such.
Yeah, then you ring the bell. You ring the bell and talk to someone that's stocking the shelves and say, I want a roast that is 20 to 30 days old in the vacuum bag. Do you have anything back there? Because this one in my hand says that it was made 3 days ago. Do you have anything older? And they may say no, which is why you should be shopping for that roast now so you can put it in your refrigerator on the shelf at the bottom, cold.
Because if they don't have any, you're going to stick that in there now.
You're going to wait until the week before Christmas. Hey, Christmas Eve is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's right. So that's right. So some of you may be cooking 2 weeks from today.
Right, right. So they need to get on that now. But there's a lot of other great roasts, you know, the sirloin roast, the tri-tip roast. And there's a lot of great pork roasts too. I mean, pork tenderloin is hard to beat.
Okay, so here's a dumb question. How would you, so other than asking the question you just asked, other than maybe a marking on the bag or on the packaging, how would anybody know whether it's actually been, aged for those 30 days?
So Costco and Sam's Club now sell aged roasts.
Will it say that on it?
It'll say the date, the pack date on the roast.
Okay.
So you want to look for one. If I was buying one today, looking for one packed mid-November.
Sorry, so November 15th to 20th, something
right.
like that.
Now, maybe sales are so brisk they don't have any right now, but okay. Yeah. So.
Is that true for the other meats that you just talked about as well?
No, they're not aging. Like they're not really aging steaks. If you buy steaks, you know, I would tell people never buy your meat at the full service meat counter where the meat looks nice and fresh and red. That's all green meat. It's not aged. And once you've opened the vacuum bag to cut that into steaks, you've stopped the aging process. And most of that meat is not going to eat that well unless you buy it somewhere that they know what they're doing, like Tony's Meats or Whole Foods or someone that's got a local meat shop. They're going to sell you aged meats. But traditionally, if you go to Safeway or King Supers, and I don't mean to call them out, but they're trying to make more money selling you those fresh cut steaks, but they're not going to taste like a restaurant steak.
I didn't know all that. I should have. I didn't realize that. You mean you think when you're buying that meat from Costco, for example, out of the freezer there, out of the cooler, is what I should say. It's not a freezer; it's a cooler. You would think that's all done, ready to go. Take it home, throw it on the grill, and you're off and running.
No, those full service meat departments make a lot of money, more than the prepackaged meats do, because they're very showy. You know, you put the fish up there on the ice, mm-hmm. and you put the steaks. That looks very showy, but the problem is, you open up the bag, you put that out there, and if you don't sell that steak today, you can get one more day tomorrow. But then after that, starts to turn color, starts to turn brown. So then they have to put it and they have to discount it. So it's just really all for show. It's all profit driven. But it's not.
So, would you age that meat inside of the vacuum-packed bag?
Yes.
Will it change color?
No,
it'll stay that nice red.
No oxygen is getting in. Yeah. And by the way, you know, hey, for you bargain shoppers, go to the section in the store wherever you shop. You know, and I love you to buy all your meat from Barber's Foods, but in the reality of, you're going to be at the supermarket anyway,
sure.
buying whatever. But go to that section where they sell all the stuff on discount, and those steaks that are marked down half price, especially if they're in a small vacuum sealed pouch bag, those are gold. Those are gold. They're aged them for you, and they discounted them half. So just a little tip there, you know.
I don't think most people listening probably knew that. Some do, maybe.
And if you don't want to eat them right away, throw them in the freezer, and then you've stopped the aging, Right. But so people get confused sometimes. They think beef and bison is like chicken and fish, 3 days and you're out. You know, chicken and fish, you want fresh.
Right.
You don't want to age chicken. You don't want to age chicken. You don't want to age fish.
No.
But it ain't working for you.
No,
you get a stomach ache.
Yeah, no, that's not
you get
good.
People sick. But beef and bison.
Okay, why is that? Just a different structure of the meat itself or what?
Yeah, different structure of the meat and different bacteria exposed during the processing step. And for, I think, honestly, God made the cow, made the beef cow to last for people to eat through the ages. Before they had refrigeration, they had salt before that.
That's how they aged
before
it,
that,
right?
You can go to the Old Testament, they slaughtered the fattened calf for the such and such occasion, and that would last them for a long time because they can dry it up, but it would last a month. Probably put it in the shade, you know, it's just different. Whereas fish, you're fishing on Sea
right.
of Galilee.
You're eating right
you
away.
You eat the fish. But it's not such a big, massive piece of, you know, today's beef cow weighs 1,300 pounds. You can't eat 1,300 pounds of meat in one meal. So God made it to last for 30 days. That's the answer.
Interesting.
It's biblical.
Is that why they didn't eat pork? Because it doesn't last?
Pork, No, I think they didn't eat pork, honestly, because God was trying to carve out that nation as a witness nation, and he put things in their dietary laws and in their morality to separate them from the pagans around them. So you're my chosen people, and you're going to be marked by you're holy, and so they didn't eat certain things. They didn't eat shellfish. They didn't eat certain things. Now, today, most of those people that were, you know, would eat pork, you know, they would, because we're not under the dietary guidelines of the Old Testament anymore. But back then, it was forbidden because of the hoof, you know.
Right.
They'd have a split hoof.
I mean, but does it have anything to do with the aging of the meat and how long it will last and stay and all that? I mean, will pork last as long as what you just talked about when it comes to beef?
Nothing lasts as long as beef. No. Nothing. Beef. Nothing lasts as long as beef. Nothing does. That's why, you know, 100 years ago before refrigeration, they salted pork. You ever had salted pork?
Right.
It's good.
Right.
But they salted pork. They
had
to preserve
it. Last,
to preserve it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this
Whereas beef, if beef's hanging in your garage, you can just go cut off another chunk. If it's moldy, cut off the moldy part. You're fine. Tastes great.
Eat away.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. All right. Talk about other things at Barber's Foods that you guys could actually sell. I mean, maybe somebody's not a red meat eater, but they still want something great for Christmas. What would they buy?
Well, they'd buy the fish from Taran and Kara, the Alaskan sockeye fillets. And we still have about a half a pallet of those that are unaccounted for that are still for sale. So, and then we also have the 6-ounce portions.
Which, by the way, real quick for everybody listening, that salmon is the best salmon you'll ever eat.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, caught by someone we know.
It is awesome stuff. It really is. Yes. It is absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
good stuff.
It's good stuff. Thank you. Yeah, we eat that. You know, one thing I like about that is for busy people who didn't plan dinner and they get home, it's 4:30 and the kids are hungry, you can throw those fillets right on the smoker or on your barbecue or in your oven at 350 or from frozen. You don't need to thaw them out.
Right.
And they're turning out great.
Okay, what about things like, I know you guys also do, you know, chickens. Do you do whole chickens if somebody wanted to do something along those lines? Or ham, can you do either one of those?
Yeah, we have hams, and so they'll see some boneless spiral hams coming up on our traditionally, we had only sold those in full cases like we do wholesale.
Okay.
So you get 6 hams in a box. Most people don't need 6 hams. So you'll see on the website this week, if you want to buy a Beeler's spiral ham, you can buy just one ham.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. Okay, we got more to talk about. We're going to come back, talk to Al from a good shop real quick, get an update of what's going on there. And as we head into this weekend with some snowy weather, get an update from Al on that as well. So in the meantime, though, Bruce Simmons is up next, reverse mortgage specialist. Bruce is a great guy, by the way. He only does reverse mortgages. If that's something you're thinking about doing, 62 years of age or older, call Bruce for all the details, 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Franktown Firearms, folks, is next. And yes, they've got ammunition. Yes, they've got guns in stock. Yes, they can train you on those as well. Keep in mind, there is a several-day waiting list right now to buy a weapon, a firearm. Go to klzradio.com or call Sean and the guys directly at 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms designed their indoor shooting range to be an oasis from the outside world where you can relax, unwind, and blow off a little steam. They've worked hard to keep their shelves stocked and prices low so they can provide a welcoming place to practice, learn, and take a break for a while. You may be seeing wiped out shelves everywhere else, but not at Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms want to help you become an educated, well-trained, confident shooter. So they make sure you have everything you need to practice, including ammo. Buy a gun at Franktown, and they will have ammo for you to train with at a fair price. As a member of Franktown Firearms, you can reserve lane time 7 days a week, including after hours, so you can come by after work. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/Franktown. Mention Rush to Reason for a discount on your initiation fee. Franktown Firearms. Save money. Get treated well.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Al Sturm joining us now from a good shop. Al, how are you today, sir?
Good. How you doing, John?
We are doing very well. Got Greg Bloom here also from Barber's Foods, another one of our great sponsors. So appreciate both you guys joining us. So talk to us about what's going on over at a good shop, by the way.
Well, we're starting to pick up a little bit from the slowdown of the COVID rush.
Yes.
Things are looking a little bit better. You know, I had a snowstorm lately.
Yeah, that always causes wrecks, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, one thing I wanted to mention, too, for everybody listening, I've been saying this, but I want to go over this with you as well, Al, is a lot of folks, when they have an accident, whether it's their own insurance company or the other party's insurance company that maybe ran into them, they will be, quote-unquote, directed to a particular body shop of said insurance company's choosing. They don't have to go there, do they?
No, not always. It's definitely a choice, state law.
Yeah, in fact, we call it steering. But the reality, though, is, Al, it still happens. We know that. We see it happen on a regular basis. They may not do it in a heavy-handed manner, but they will basically, you know, tell you, hey, you need to go over here to get estimate or do this or do that. But the reality is, you guys can do everything everybody needs. You're certified in a lot of different vehicles. In fact, talk about that for a moment, if you would.
Well, just this year we got Ford certified. You know, as you know, the F-150s mm-hmm. are now mass produced. They make one a minute, and
aluminum
it's
bodies,
a big thing in the future. Yeah, aluminum bodies. There's special tooling and stuff for that, and you got to have special rooms that don't get contaminated with metal.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Al, that's a thing most folks don't understand. I've talked about it some on Drive Radio, but the reality is, as a collision center, you have to do a lot of things differently when you're working on those aluminum vehicles versus, and by the way, if you guys have an F-150 or an aluminum vehicle and you're taking it to a regular body shop and you're seeing that vehicle in and amongst all the other vehicles getting fixed, Al, that's not how that's supposed to work.
Right, yeah, you got to have a clean room for these Fords. And a lot of the new aluminum bodies on several different vehicles are, you know, you got to have required tools. And obviously we're just little guys, so we need, you know, we're specializing in Fords and Subaru are basically our two big players in the Irma shop in North Glenn.
Gotcha. All right, so, talk about your locations as well. I know you got three locations. Where are they? How do folks find them?
Well, website, agoodshop.us. It's just recently been updated, so the directions for all three shops are on there. And basically, two of the shops are in Northland, but they're in two different market zones with the I-25 split into
right.
two shops.
Right.
You know, they're 3 miles apart, but they're close enough to access easy, but they're also two different markets.
Gotcha. And the other one's in Commerce City, right?
Yes, sir. Right off of Highway 2, 73rd and Highway 2. And a small shop over there, but we do a large volume and can take care of a lot of work.
All right. Say somebody buys a used vehicle, Al, and, you know, they want to spiff it up. They want to make it look as new as possible. Maybe it's got some scratches or some dings or things along those lines. Can you help them get that up to a, you know, we don't expect it to be new condition, but can you help them out to make that thing look about as good as possible?
Oh, yeah. We have different things we can do as far as detailing or EDR. We do all of it, all the stuff that's in the industry that can, and we don't have age limits either. We try and help everybody okay. if they're in need.
And by the way, that would also go the other direction for a lot of you listening or you're thinking about selling a car. Al, one of the best things they could do to actually up the value on that car is have you guys go through it and do what you just talked about on their existing car before they actually go and either trade it or sell it.
Yep. For
just,
sure.
Just increases the value in doing so. Okay, so along those lines, something I don't know that you and I have ever talked about, can you take care of some of the interior as well? So if they need a full detail, they need things cleaned up on the outside, you know, spiffed up, shined up, polished, you know, paintless dent removal and so on, can you also handle the interior though?
Oh, yeah, we do full details too. And the only thing we don't do is carpet shampoos. Just basic collision needs is more our line. But we do a lot of every car that comes into our shop gets a good thorough cleaning, you know, the vacuum, the works.
True. Okay.
As far as wash.
Got it. Okay, let's talk for a minute. I know you said you didn't have any age limits. What if somebody out there is listening has a older vehicle? You know, I don't know how detailed you guys get into some of the classics and so on. Talk about that and what some of your either limitations are or are not when it comes to some of the classics.
Well, we are involved with Hagerty Insurance. They come to us a lot for their classic collision claims, and we worked on things all the way back into the 30s.
Okay.
We don't specialize in restoration, but we like to help anybody that's been in a collision. And we usually do one at a time when it comes into the older models, when, you know, like complete paint jobs and things like that.
Okay.
We try and fit one of those in the shop with our collision work to, you know, take care of, but okay. That's kind of a waiting list for that.
Sure. Makes sense. Makes sense. All right. What's the phone number? How do folks find you, Al?
That would be 720-541-7697 is the main shop number there where Angela can direct you to any of the shops.
Okay. Good stuff.
Closest to you.
Good stuff. Yeah. Al, I do appreciate it very much. We got some weather coming in even tomorrow as we speak, which folks like yourself and I love, so we'll see what actually, not that we want anybody to have an accident, but Al, that's just what happens in business. That's the way it goes.
It's white gold.
That's what it is. It's exactly right. Al, Merry Christmas. If we don't talk to you before then, thanks for all you're doing, and we'll just keep sending people your way, sir.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Thank you.
Thanks, Al. Al Sturm, again, a good shop. When we come back, I had a text message that came in with a question for Greg that we'll get back to in just 1 minute. So don't go anywhere, folks. We have got actually a good shop coming up next. And again, find a good shop. If there's any questions you've got, if you missed any of the phone number, just go to klzradio.com.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And again, we had a question that came in from, by the way, all of you that are listening, you can text us questions, and we're going to answer more of this through the 5 o'clock hour as well, 307-200-8222. But the question that came in is about Rose. Go ahead.
The brisket
yeah.
question? Okay. the question is, did you read the question?
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
Okay. So the question was, explain why the whole brisket is prime, but the flat is choice. So if you have a...
prime versus choice.
Right.
Okay.
So let me explain the brisket muscle. The brisket muscle, there's two parts of the muscle. One called the point. That's the small little triangular piece. And the other part's called the flat. That's the big rectangular piece. And it's separated by a big fat seam. And most of the time when you're barbecuing the brisket, you have the whole brisket with the flat and the point on with the fat in between. I think they're talking about grading, not prime as in supreme, but they're talking about USDA prime grading. So when an animal is slaughtered and then the hide comes off and then the carcass is hanging on a hook in a slaughter plant, then it goes past a USDA grader who grades it with a stamp with blue edible ink on it, and he stamps it prime or choice. They grade the whole carcass. The whole carcass is either...
And what determines...
The ribeye. One look at the ribeye. The ribeye is exposed enough for them to see the marbling in the ribeye. And they're not just looking at the marbling, the flecks of fat inside, but the color of the meat, the external fat. It's a real quick subjective look, but they're pretty accurate.
Okay.
So they've graded the whole carcass prime or choice or select, or they didn't roll it. If it's not rolled, it's called a no roll.
Which means?
That means they didn't put a roll on it, which if you buy no roll meat, you just don't know. It could be prime. It could be worse than select. You just don't know. It's not rolled, but usually it's discounted. And usually there's a reason they didn't roll it. We can talk about that a whole different topic.
Okay.
But to get back to this question, so you wouldn't buy a brisket that the point is choice and the flat is not. Either the whole carcass was graded prime or choice or not. So if you had a brisket, the whole thing was graded USDA prime as the rest of the carcass was, or the whole thing was graded USDA choice as the rest of the carcass was. So there's really no way that one part of the brisket could be one grade and the other part another grade. It's impossible.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
Because of that initial grading that the USDA inspector does when they're on the line.
Right. And today with technology, a lot of the grading done is done by a video camera and a computer. A video camera looks at the picture and a video camera. No, it's looked at by an on-site USDA inspector.
Sure.
But because of human fatigue and stuff, they let video cameras do it. And they're very accurate. It's very, very accurate.
Probably more accurate than humans are.
But you still have a USDA government eyes and ears, tax-paid person in there keeping them accountable. Because otherwise, if you and I own the packing plant, it's all prime to us. Hey, it looks prime to me, John. Looks prime.
Okay, so I know we only have about 20 seconds. Can the same lot of cows coming in, one be select, one be choice, and one be prime?
Yes, and that's very common. So you send 50 head into me, and you say, Greg, what are you going to pay for those cattle? I say, I don't know until I grade them. Very commonly, I'll have 30% grade prime, and the rest of them grade choice, and then two or three graded select.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this in hour three, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour three is next. Myself, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, will be back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.